American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 899. Here is the translated text as follows. Thomas Cooper. The other two little influence on the measures of government. One is friendly, the other hostile. To a standing army and a permanent navy. One believes they are necessary to repel invasions and aggressions from without and commotion within. The other believes that a well-organized militia is a sufficient safeguard for all that an army could protect, and that a navy is more dangerous and expensive than any benefit derived from it can compensate. One thinks the liberties of our country are endangered by licentiousness, the other by the restrictions of the press. Such are some of the leading features of these notorious divisions of political parties. It is evident, gentlemen of the jury, that each will view with a jealous eye the positions of the other, and that there cannot but be a bias among the partisans of one side against the principles and doctrines inculcated by the other. In the present instance, I fear it cannot but have its effects, for without impeaching the integrity of any person directly concerned in the progress of the present trial, I may fairly state that, under the sedition law, a defendant such as I stand before you is placed in a situation unknown in any other case. Directly or indirectly, the public, if not the private character of the President of the United States, is involved in the present trial. Who nominates the judges who are to preside? The juries who are to judge of the evidence? The marshal who has the summoning of the jury? The President. Suppose a case of arbitration concerning the property of any one of you, where the adverse party should claim the right of nominating the persons whose legal opinions are to decide the law of the question, and of the very man who shall have the appointment of the arbitrators. What would you say to such a trial? And yet, in fact, such is mine, and such is the trial of every man who has the misfortune to be indicted under this law. But although I have a right to presume some political bias against my opinions from the court that tries me, to you who sit there as jurymen, I am still satisfied you will feel that you have some character to support and some character to lose. And whatever your opinions may be on the subjects,